The fisher folk liked to say a mermaid had taught him to breathe water in return for his seed. Patchface himself had said nothing. The witty, clever lad that Lord Stefan had written of never reached Storm's End. The boy they found was someone else, broken in body and mind, hardly capable of speech, much less of wit. Yet his fool's face left no doubt of who he was. It was the fashion in the free city of Volantis to tattoo the faces of slaves and servants. From neck to scalp, the boy's skin had been patterned in squares of red and green motley.
"The wretch is mad and in pain, and no use to anyone, least of all himself," declared Earl Sir Harbert, the Castellan of Storm's End in those years. "The kindest thing you could do for that one is to fill his cup with the milk of the puppy, a painless sleep, and there's an end to it. He'd bless you if he had the wit for it."
But Cresson had refused, and in the end he had won. Whether Patchface had gotten any joy of that victory, he could not say, not even today, so many years later.
"The shadows come to dance, my lord, dance, my lord, dance, my lord."
The fool sang on, swinging his head and making his bells clang and clatter.
"Bong, dong, ring-a-ling, bong, dong."
"Lord!"
the white raven shrieked. "Lord! Lord! Lord!"